Authorities in Ecuador have arrested the captain of the oil tanker that ran aground more than a week ago off the Galapagos island of San Cristobal. The captain and the owners of the tanker face up to 4 years in jail if convicted of negligence and crimes against the environment. The disabled tanker has leaked several thousand gallons of diesel fuel into the pristine waters of the Galapagos chain. Attempts are to be made today to pull the tanker off the reef just yards outside San Cristobal Harbor. NPR's Jerry Haddon is there. How did this accident happen?
Well, according to authorities, the captain of the 200-foot-long Jessica, the fuel ship, confused a lighthouse with a buoy and entered into what he thought was a channel, but what turned out to be a very shallow, rocky area just off the coast here, and ran the ship aground. Apparently, the captain had been in these waters just a very few times in the past, and authorities say that he was en route to a cruise ship to drop off a load of fuel, and that it was a highly irregular visit in an area where that sort of exchange shouldn't have been happening, and they're trying to figure out why, in fact, the captain made that decision.
How effective has the cleanup been?
Well, not terribly effective. Ecuador was wholly unprepared for this accident. It was something I think that people never dreamed would happen in such a pristine area. There was literally no cleanup material on hand. The U.S. Coast Guard has flown in pumps to pump out what oil remains in the listing ship up on the rocks. And there are some booms, oil booms, protecting some very specific areas. But very fortunately, the currents here have pulled the spill out to sea rather than pushing it up against the shore of the island. So I'm just right on the beach right now, and I can see in the distance the outline of the ship less than half a mile away. And out by the ship and in the water surrounding the ship, the slick is there. It's visible. It's black in the water. But here on the beach, there's hundreds of sea lions asleep on the shore as if nothing was wrong at all.
Has the weather been a factor?
The weather's been has been a factor. It's been helpful, as I say, because the currents have been moving the spill away. But fishermen say the currents could change at any time, which is one of the reasons authorities here are in a state of alert and the country has declared a state of emergency, because the currents could shift. Also, there was an enormous storm about 1,000 miles away from here in the Pacific Ocean yesterday that created very big swells and delayed an effort to pull the ship upright in order to pump out the remaining oil and also stabilize the ship. And that effort should happen this morning.
What damage has occurred to the ecosystem?
Not a lot so far. According to the World Wildlife Fund and park rangers here on San Cristobal, about 2,000 seabirds have been affected, some 30 sea lions, mostly pups. Very, very minimal damage so far to the flora and the fauna. But again, that could change if this oil suddenly moves to shore or reaches some of the other islands as it's dispersing with the currents.
NPR's Jerry Haddon on San Cristobal in the Galapagos Islands.